Luke 15:11-32, the parable of the lost son. Jesus continued, there was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and then squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare, and here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
But the father said to his servants, quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattest calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. This son of mine was dead, and now he is alive again. He was lost, and now he is found. So they began to celebrate. The older son was in the field when he came near the house. He heard music and dancing, so he called one of the servants. He asked him what was going on. Your brother has come home, the servant replied. Your father has killed the fattest calf. He has done this because your brother is back safe and sound. The brother became angry. He refused to go in. So his father went out and begged him. But he answered his father, look, all these years I've worked like a slave for you. I have obeyed all your orders. You never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But this son of yours wasted your money with some prostitutes. Now he comes home, and for him you kill the fattest calf. My son, the father said, you are always with me. Everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad. This brother of yours was dead, and now he is alive again. He was lost, and now he is found.
There was a man who had two sons.
One.
Two.
The younger son said,
hey, Dad, could I have half the property that belongs to me?
Greedy.
So the father divided the property, and a few days later, the younger son took all his money and drove off. But he squandered his money in a life of debauchery.
Ooh!
When he'd spent it all, he was penniless.
Tough luck!
So he was hired by a local to feed the pigs.
Yuck!
He got so hungry that he would have even eaten the pigs' food. Then he came to his senses.
Thank goodness!
And he said,
What did he say?
Hang on. He said,
I think I'll go home and say, sorry, Dad, I'm not worthy to be called your son.
About time.
So he headed off home on foot.
Right, left.
While he was a long way off, his father saw him and ran towards him.
Look, it's Sebastian!
Dad, I'm sorry. I'm not worthy to be called your son.
Hey! Woo!
And his father, who was a real good bloke, took him back as his son.
Hooray!
And they started to have a party.
Oh, Sebastian is back. Oh, Sebastian is back. And we are so happy. Oh, Sebastian is back.
Hey, hang on, hang on. What happened to the other son?
Hey?
Yes, he was really annoyed because he hadn't been invited to the party and he said...
Listen, Daddy-O, how could you give this creep a party when he has treated you so bad?
Yeah, how come?
And the father said...
Well, it's like this. Everything I have is yours. But you got to understand, we should be happy. Your brother's returned and we should celebrate.
Hey!
Oh, Sebastian is back. Yes, Sebastian is back. And we are so happy.
If this is the way an ordinary bloke teaches his son...
Yeah?
How much better will our Father in Heaven treat us?
Yeah, she's got a good point, hasn't she? Yeah, I see what she's saying there.
Excellent. Well, Jesus tells this story of two lost sons. One is hard-headed. He makes choices that he wants to do his own thing and go his own way. And finally, as you heard in the story, comes to his senses, says, my life was so much better back at my father's house, and he returns home to his loving dad. The other son was hard-hearted. He did all the right things. He was a good lad. He worked hard for his father, but he never enjoyed his life at home. And he never really understood his dad at all. He resented his dad for being so kind. He had a hard heart. And in Jesus' story, he teaches us that he loves his two sons. The father loves his two sons, wants them to come back to him. One standing a long way away in a far-off country. The other one's just outside the door of the father's heart. And he wants them to come back and make their home in his house. I reckon we can be pretty hard-headed and hard-hearted too, don't you think? Some people, because of their choices, have made things that we would call mistakes. You've done your own thing. Lived as if God wasn't that important in your life. And on the way through, you might have hurt somebody, you might have been hurt, and you actually may still be hurt. Well, Jesus says to people that feel like they're a long way from God, you are never too far from God. In fact, God, this is just the kind of person God loves to bring home. You can come home to God, whatever you've done, wherever you are, you can always come home to God and you are never too far from him. God wants you back. But you can be hard-hearted too. A person who's been a good person, who's done the right thing, worked harder, who's tried their best. But they might feel like their heart is hard or cold. And you may never have known that God is, in fact, for all of your good things, God's just pleased with you. He loves you as you are. He's glad the way that he made you. And maybe you've never known for yourself that God can be kind to you. And maybe you've been a little unhappy with God's kindness to other people. But God says to people like you, who are close to God, but maybe not open to God, come home. Open your heart to God. Let him be your Father, the one that you love. You know, we're coming to Easter very soon. And Easter reminds us that God so loved the world and saw all of us, the hard-headed people, the hard-hearted people and more, saw all of us, saw that we were far from God and sent his only son to bring us back to him. You know, Jesus came into this world. It's a lost world.
You don't have to look too far to notice that. And he came to bring what was lost back to God. Just as the story says. Jesus says God loves it when lost people are found again. And that's why Jesus came into the world. He took all the things that separate us from God. Our sin, our shame, our hurt, our pain. Took it all to the cross. And through the cross and into new life, as Simon reminded us, he gives us a promise to all of us that we can come home. We're allowed to no longer be strangers on the outside looking at what it might mean to be one of God's children. No, you can now be a child of God. You can belong to Him. This little video I found on the internet, very simple. And it says something just like I've just said and what you can do about it. If we could play that, Ronan, that would be great. Let's watch it.
God created everything in the universe, including you. You see, God loves you so much and wants to have a friendship with you. But there's a problem. We've all sinned. That means we've all done something wrong, every single one of us. And that sin separates us from God. But there's good news. You and I don't have to be separated anymore. Because of God's great love for us, He sent His only Son, Jesus, to die on the cross and come back to life for us so that we can be made right with Him. All we have to do is choose to make Jesus the leader of our life. How? It's as easy as A, B, C. A, admit. Admit what you've done wrong and tell God you don't want to sin anymore. B, believe. Believe that God sent Jesus to take the punishment for your sin. Trust that you are forgiven and that you are now right with God. C, confess. Confess to others that Jesus is the leader of your life and your best friend. Choose to make Jesus the leader of your life. Get to know Him and how much He loves you, and make the choice to love Him back.
Very simple. Admit, believe, confess. Now, I actually know that today in this church now, and possibly listening online, that not everyone has made that choice for themselves yet. And that's a really important thing to do, is you can't just say, I'm a Christian, if you grow up with parents who love Jesus and follow Jesus. It's to belong to the family of God is not the same as belonging to your family. And you need to choose. God gives us this amazing opportunity for us to be able to choose to belong to the family of God. And some people here, you don't even need to be little to not have made that choice yet. Lots of people I've found have never been encouraged to choose for themselves. I remember a few years ago there was a man in this church when I first got here. And as is my way, I asked him, how did he become a Christian? And he'd been coming to this church for some time. And he said to me, I'm not a Christian. I said, well, that's very helpful to know. Let me help you make a choice either way. And he was a man much older than 9, 10. He was many, many years older than that. But nobody, as far as I could tell, had said to him, you've been here for some time. You should choose for yourself. Don't just come because your family comes. You should choose for yourself. Mums and dads here would believe that is true. Is we definitely love Jesus. But we actually also know that we can't choose that for our children. And at some point, we need to choose that for ourselves. When I was 9 years of age, who's 9 here? Any 9-year-olds here today? When I was 9 years of age, I remember choosing for myself in a little meeting at a camp that Peter now heads up called Narunga, is that what it's called, up the hill? And I remember a man asking us in the group, who here wants to give their life to Jesus? And I thought, well, that's what I want to do. And at 9 years of age, that's when I decided for myself that that would be my choice. I reckon 9 is not too
young to make a choice on purpose. But I certainly know that when I went to high school and had no friends who were Christians, and I was challenged by all the choices that they made, I had to choose again. And then when I went to university, and I was doing engineering, and not everyone believed, in fact, most people believed that what I thought was true about God and the world was stupid, I had to choose again. So just making one choice didn't mean that I didn't have to make more choices, but that first choice actually was the start of me making more and more choices to follow God. So I want to say to you all, and listen to me, please. I want to say to you all, have you made that choice to follow Jesus? Big person, little person, it's irrelevant. There's no embarrassment if you've been to come to church for a long time and you think, oh, I actually haven't done that for myself. For yourself, there we are. Have you made that choice for yourself? And the little video gave us a simple thing to pray. Admit all the things you've got done wrong, and they can't actually probably go through the whole list. Admit that you do things that are wrong and that keep you away from God, and that you've followed your own way instead of God's way. Believe that Jesus died to bring you back to God, and confess him as Lord, as our Bible verse told us today. Tell somebody. And if you're younger, I'd suggest you tell your mum and dad. That would be helpful. So I'm going to pray a little prayer. And if you want to pray that prayer with me, as a way of making your own choice, that would be fantastic. Let's pray. So I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to have my eyes open, actually. I'll ask you a question. Who here would like to make a choice to follow Jesus for themselves? And they might not have done that yet. Who here would like to do that? I'm going to pray now. And if you want to, you can follow me in your head and heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I admit that I choose to do things that are for myself and my own way. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that when I choose to do things my own way, they do hurt people. They can hurt myself. I'm sorry for all the times that I've done things that are wrong that hurt other people and myself. I believe, Lord Jesus, that you died on the cross to bring me back to God. That you died for my sins, and that as I admit my sins and trust in you, Jesus, you are good and will forgive my sins. Thank you that you make me your child and I belong to you. And I confess that Jesus is the leader of my life. I want to follow you, Jesus, in everything I do, in everything I say, in all my dreams and hopes, in everything. May you be the leader of my life. Thank you that when I pray this simple prayer, I go from being outside and lost to coming home and found. Thank you that you love me, that you are kind to me. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, don't keep it secret. Confess, tell somebody. Share it with them. We're going to sing a song to close.